Dear friends, welcome to another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, Rebetics. My name is Omosivie Maduka. I'm a professor of public health and the president of the Medical Women's Association of Nigeria, Rivers State Branch. But just before we begin, let us take an opening message from Her Excellency, Justice Mrs. Eberechi Suzette Iyesomwike, the initiator of Rev Ethics.
Greetings to the cheerful people of River State, and welcome to another episode of Rivetics on Radio, a character-building weekend show. Please remember that women's health is the society's wealth. Let's promote it. Our topic today is in commemoration of the International Day of Action for Women's Health, which comes up yearly on May 28. The International Day of Action for Women's Health is a global campaign aimed at raising awareness about women's health issues and advocating for their rights to reproductive health and well-being. The day provides an opportunity for individuals and organizations to come together to highlight the need for improved access to quality healthcare services for women and girls. Nigeria is a country with a high maternal mortality rate and limited access to reproductive health services, so the yearly campaign is particularly important in raising awareness about these issues. Today serves as a reminder of the importance of promoting women's health and rights and the need for more efforts to be made to improve access to reproductive health services, including family planning, maternal health, and prevention and treatment of sexually transmitted infections. As part of today's event, various organizations, activists, and individuals organize events, campaigns, workshops, seminars, or public discussions to address these issues and advocate for positive change. These initiatives focus on empowering women, promoting gender equality, raising awareness about reproductive health, improving access to healthcare services, and challenging societal norms and practices that negatively impact women's health. Let us listen to our guest speaker as she expounds on the subject. She is Professor Omosivie Maduka, Professor of Public Health and the President, Medical Women Association of Nigeria, Rivers State Branch. There is a drama sketch titled Health Right by Princess Amy Alagwa. Please enjoy the episode and learn much from it. A joyful people of River State, don't forget to always let your manners speak for you. God bless and keep you and your families, and God bless River State.
They make me, I know they like to they listen to news. Eh? Now, so bad battery with they hear every day. Chai!
Ah, Mama, what is it again? What are they said on the radio that got you so tensed up?
My pikin, no be small battery I they hear every time. Every time they go, they young bad story, eh? This one where they hear now, they spoil our children, our young children, eh? The story does they fly everywhere,
Ouch! This is exactly the societal ease that we are facing in our society. It's really a sad story, and I'm so happy that the International Women's Day beckons upon us to set things right again and reawaken slumbering consciousness.
My pikin, now this thing don't do too much. And our leaders say they not they even they tie, eh? They go to allow these people to they do yama, they waka waka up and down. Chai! Women don't suffer.
This is exactly what the International Day for Action on Women Health stands for. It's a day that's celebrated on the 28th of May every year. This day is set aside to raise awareness, specifically on women, sexual and reproductive health rights.
Chai, my pikin. So like this now, waiting come be our rice and beans. I know they understand anything again because this Matthias don't choke.
Mama.
He don't choke.
Mama, it's expected that every woman have right to make decisions about her body, especially with regards to sexual health, life, and sex practices, including using contraceptive methods that will keep the women safe and protect them from unwanted pregnancy.
Chey, my pikin. But why be say they know they observe all these rights for this side of our world now? Upon say that they campaign every day, we know they hear word, eh? They campaign all the time, every time. I know they see what thing they do. Nothing come out. Nothing come out.
Mama, there are similar cases across the globe, although it's on a large scale in the so-called third world countries of the world, that women are not given the right to decide if they want to get pregnant, married, or enter into relationship, to say no to sex or unsafe sex, exploitation, rape, and other violations of women's sexual rights.
Joy, my pekin. As we don't notice all these rights now, how we won't conduct the prevention all these kind of bad things where they use the suffocate women, rice and beans now?
There are various ways societies, government policies, families, individuals can promote sexual reproductive rights. Firstly, by prioritizing the education of the girl child.
That one not true.
Is such a critical intervention to help to improve sexual and reproductive health and rights of women and girls all over the world. If we educate a girl, we educate a nation, we educate the entire family around her. The self-mastery to be able to make decisions for herself.
Not true, my pikin. We're supposed to teach our smaller girls, our smaller them. May they take and carry and grow up for the society, you know? But I want to ask another thing, eh? Is they get another way?
Yes, Mama. Another way is by provision of healthcare services, by making them available, affordable, accessible, and acceptable at a cost they can afford.
Not true.
Access to affordable family planning in a way that doesn't stigmatize or traumatize women.
You are very right.
Ah, Uwuma.
Yeah?
Are you here?
Yes, I've actually been quietly listening to you and Mama's conversation. I didn't just want to interrupt.
Wow, that's very good, really.
Mama, I agree though. Thank you, my pikin. Yeah, I was quietly thinking to myself. I just wanted to just buttress the last thing you said. Just add a little stuff to the thing you said.
Okay.
You see, at a time like this, when women's human rights, particularly sexual and reproductive rights, continue to be systematically violated worldwide, mobilization both within and beyond our communities remains essential in order to resist any rollback on our rights and advance sexual and reproductive justice for all. You know, as the global geopolitical contest threatens to become increasingly regressive, it is more important than ever to denounce any attempts at curtailing women's rights, including our human rights to decide freely upon all aspects of our bodies. Our sexualities and our lives has to be free from coercion, discrimination, and violence.
Absolutely.
Ha! Oh, woman, my daughter. Thank you. You did very right. Thank you, Mama. I appreciate it. Thank you. God bless you. This drama is titled Health Right by Princess Emi Alagwa, starring
Confidence Ilera as Son,
and your baby girl, Princess Emi Alagwa, as Mama and Uma. Written by Visa, it was directed by Princess Emi Alagwa. Remember, no woman should ever be forced into a relationship or marriage. Thank you. I love you all. God bless you.
Bye-bye. Mwah.
Don't you cry no more. Wipe your tears. Yeah. And busy.
Sit. There are things to be done.
Every day.
With your bit, the battle will be won.
That's the way.
Be tolerant, be understanding.
Show some care.
Be just and undemanding.
Be sincere.
The road to greatness is rough. But with hard work, we'll surely overcome. Be proud of yourself.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Rivethix on Radio, and my name is Omosivie Maduka. I'm a medical doctor, professor of public health, and the president of the Medical Women's Association of Nigeria, River State Branch. Today, we'll be having a conversation on the International Day for Action on Women's Health, otherwise known as International Women's Day. We will ask ourselves and answer the question about what the day is all about, why there is a need for us to celebrate women, and what exactly we are celebrating relating to sexual and reproductive health and rights of women. What are the challenges and what are some of the solutions? So every year on the 28th of May, the United Nations and all countries around the world celebrate what is known as the International Day for Action on Women's Health. This day is set aside to raise awareness specifically on women's sexual and reproductive health and rights. This is because a lot of issues have been noticed from time immemorial about the disadvantages women and girls, the female gender, experience when it comes to sexual reproductive health and rights. And this day is set aside to put a spotlight on these issues, make sure that everybody understands what exactly the issues are, and advocate some solutions to the challenges women face in accessing sexual and reproductive health and rights and having the autonomy that they need to make decisions about their sexual health, their reproductive health, and upholding the rights of women and girls all over the world. Let's talk a little bit about what these sexual and reproductive health rights are and what the challenges are to achieving these rights. So it is expected that every woman has the right to making decisions about her body, especially with regards to her sexual health. Every woman has a right to safe sex practices, including using contraceptive methods that will keep the woman safe and protected against sexually transmitted infections and against unwanted pregnancy. All over the world, it is known, especially in so-called third world countries of the world, that women are not, very often not, given a right to decide if they want to get pregnant, if they even want to get married or get into a relationship, and if they want to get pregnant. Women are not given the right to say no to sex or to say no to unsafe sex. Women all over the world are forced to engage in unprotected sexual intercourse, are exploited, are abused, are raped, and because of this, we have a lot of violation for women's rights. So on the 28th of May, the United Nations and all governments across the world and every well-meaning individual is expected to put a spotlight on this particular issue that challenges the basic rights and dignity of women. And we'll be talking a little bit later about how this can be addressed. Another major right with regards to sexual and reproductive health for women is the right for women to access sexual and reproductive health care services. The first thing to note is that our healthcare system often has a lot of gaps, already has a lot of gaps. Gaps in access. And when you talk about access, you're talking about the availability, affordability, accessibility, acceptability of healthcare services, to mention a few points. So if healthcare service delivery is challenged, then you can imagine that healthcare service delivery to women is more particularly challenged. Let's take a short break now, but we'll be back soon to continue the conversation.
Hello? Mama, they are not the spoil picking like this. If you do bad thing, tell them one time. If you leave your picking till the spoil finish, well, what happens, Gary, be that too? No, let your girl picking turn wakajube. Now, so other people go, they curse you. See him picking. Now, so money, Sabi. Book will not agree enter head again. But if you just see money, I go turn. He good, so. All that one when then they talk, say man, not plenty. So, therefore, now rush, then go, they rush the one way they. I beg, now bad life be that. Every woman get man. Not true, they tell you so. If woman put head for ground, opening eye and ear well, to riboku. Make una hold una begin with a strong handle so that then go be better people.
So, welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Rivetics on Radio. My name is Omosivie Maduka, public health physician, professor of public health, and the president of the Medical Women's Association of Nigeria. And we have been speaking on the International Day for Action on Women's Health. We discussed a few minutes ago about a very important right that women have, which we will be highlighting and coming up with activities to create awareness on the International Day for Action on Women's Health, otherwise called the International Women's Day. That right is a right for women to be able to access sexual and reproductive health care services. And I was saying that sexual and reproductive healthcare service delivery, first of all, is challenged in many parts of the sub-Saharan Africa, many parts of the developing nations, and many parts of Nigeria. But on top of that, you have a disproportionate gap in the burden of lack of access to healthcare services as it affects women, especially as it relates to sexual and reproductive healthcare services. Where does a woman go if she needs advice on family planning and contraception? Where does a woman go to access safe pregnancy, antenatal care, delivery with a skilled birth attendant, and the subsequent postnatal care? Are these facilities available and at a cost that she can afford? These are some of the questions that we ask and try to answer on this day where we celebrate the International Day for Action on Women's Health. If a woman needs to take a decision about pregnancy, can she take that decision, or must the decision be taken for her by a partner, a spouse, or family members? If a woman needs cesarean section, can she take a decision to have cesarean section, which is a life-saving surgical procedure to deliver the baby and to keep the woman alive? Can she have that? Can she ask for it? Can she receive it without necessarily getting the consent of a significant other or of family members? Does she have the finances to be able to access healthcare? And this is where we will be highlighting the need for universal health coverage and a social health insurance scheme. The other question about access is that, are the healthcare delivery services being offered in a manner that is acceptable to women and girls around the world? Are the healthcare providers respectful? Do they provide information? Is the environment conducive for men to use? So these are some of the issues that are thrown up in the conversation around sexual and reproductive health rights, which is the main issue on the International Day for Conversation, on the International Day for Action on Women's Health. The third one, and it's really important to ask ourselves the question about how far and how well we are achieving protection for women and girls against all forms of violence and exploitation. There's still a lot of violence against women and girls going on, perpetrated by our society, by our culture, by family structures that tell a woman that she must stay in the home even if she's being molested, even if she's being beaten, even if the girl child or the boy child is being molested, a woman must stay put and keep quiet. Physical violence, emotional violence, economic violence, and sexual violence is being perpetrated against women every single day. and we have women who are dying from this. The other side of it is sexual exploitation, where women and girls are lured into the sex industry with promises of travel outside the country, promises of a visa, promises of a ticket to another country, a ticket to a better life, or just plain deception. And these girls find themselves in places where they are sex slaves, and they do the bidding of the powerful men and women who manipulate this industry that degrades and dehumanizes the female gender. We want to put a spotlight on protection of women from all forms of violence and exploitation. Finally, what do we do to empower women to be able to make decisions during pregnancy, childbirth, and every other part of their sexual reproductive cycle? Let's go on a short break. We'll be right back after this.
There's something we want to say. Clean your compound every day. Don't throw refuse all over the street. Keep it tidy, keep it neat.
Be clean, stay clean at all times. Dirt breeds disease. Dispose of your garbage properly. There are dustbins everywhere where all rubbish should be dumped. But please, don't throw rubbish in the gutter. We want to build a healthy state where all can live healthier, happier lives.
If you take this advice you've been given, you'll be happy, really living a happier and longer life.
So welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Rivethics on Radio. My name is Omosivie Maduka. I'm a consultant public health physician. We have been having the conversation on the International Day for Action on Women's Health, otherwise called International Women's Day. We've highlighted what the day is about. We've talked a bit about the issues that are being raised and discussed on this day. And we would also now go into some of the solutions. What can we do as a society? What can we do in terms of policy and policy implementation from government and government agencies? And what can we do at family and community and individual levels to be able to help women and girls promote sexual and reproductive health and rights? And so let's go into it. I mean, this one is really important, and it cuts across individuals, families, communities, and society in general. Is the priority that needs to be placed on the education of the girl child. Education of the girl child is such a critical intervention to help to improve sexual and reproductive health and rights of women and girls all over the world. If you educate a girl, you educate a nation. If you educate a girl, you educate the entire family around her, because she is now able, empowered with knowledge and information and that self-mastery to be able to make decisions for herself, to be able to make the right choices, to be able to say no to exploitative and manipulative sex, to know that she can engage in safe sex practices and she can make use of contraception. A woman understands what a cesarean section is and is not necessarily afraid of it because of some religious or cultural biases when she is properly educated. And so we must invest in the education of the girl child, because this is a very critical and important factor that must be looked at, especially when we're talking about the International Day for Action on Women's Health. Another issue is provision of healthcare services. Generally and specifically, sexual and reproductive healthcare services being available, being affordable, being accessible, being acceptable, and at a cost they can afford. This also highlights the need for universal health coverage. And we're excited at what is happening in the state with the steady movement and progress being made towards instituting universal health coverage as a reality in social health insurance scheme in the state. And this is a step in the right direction. Women need to be able to have access to affordable prenatal, antenatal, delivery, and postnatal services. They're supposed to be able to have access to affordable family planning. How much are we promoting? What are the policies that we need to put in place to ensure that family planning services are available in a way that does not stigmatize, in a way that does not dehumanize? What are we doing with male involvement in sexual and reproductive health care? How much information and education are we affording the male child and the male gender to be a supportive partner and play an active role in enabling women to have self-determination and to be able to say, yes, this is their right. These are some of the issues and some of the things that will help us when we're looking at sexual reproductive health and rights, which is the focus for the conversation around the International Day for Action on Women's Day. We want all men and women out there listening to this broadcast to be champions for women's health. Encourage education, encourage availability and affordability of healthcare service delivery, and stand against negative cultural practices and religious practices that truncate women from being able to stand up for themselves and achieve the highest form of sexual and reproductive health and rights. Okay, so that's the much we can take on this edition of RevEthics. My name again is Omosivie Maduka, consultant public health physician and president of the Medical Women's Association of Nigeria, River State Branch. Thank you.
Dear friends, this is the much we can take on this edition of RevEthics. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed part of this episode or wish to download this or previous editions, please visit our website at www.reveethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You are free to share it with your friends at your school or community. You can also join RevEthics family on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram via at RevEthics, and you can call our phone numbers for questions related to this or other editions. The numbers are 0704-605-1333 or 0701-247-0049, or you can send us an email on reveethics@gmail.com. The RevEthics radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in River State every Saturday as follows: Nigeria Info 92.3 FM, 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. with repeat broadcast on Sunday at 12 a.m. Radio Rivers 99.1 FM, 9 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. with repeat broadcast on Sunday, same time. Rhythm 93.7, 2:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday, same time. Treasure 98.5 FM, 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by 5:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. On Wazobia 94.1 FM, 6 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Until we come your way next week with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you. Wishing you a great week ahead.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no, there are better things to do, better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no, think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.